Holy Father, we are just giving book. Start the first set of minutes will be the minutes of the 23rd of August this year, followed by the minutes of the 16th of August this year, followed by the minutes of the 21st of June, then the minutes of the 14th of June, then the minutes of the 12th of April. It's quite a long list. But it's just a question of approval. They have been circulated for quite some time now. Right, let us go to the minutes of the 23rd of August. Number one, attendance. Okay, that is page one. And then officials in attendance, parliamentary staff in attendance, opening and welcome, briefing by the Department of Tourism. That was Mr. Myron. And we were discussing mainly about tourism guides. Page two, legislative mandates for tourism guides. Is there any correction there? Page one and two adopted. Page three. Other legislation impacting on tourist guides, harmonization of tourist guiding standards across SADC, do you also agree with the numbers? The National Database of Tourist Guides reflected that there was a total of 10,824 tourist guides registered. National Database population breakdown. Establishment of the Workers Union of Tourist Guides. Page 3, adopted. Page 4, challenges for tourist guiding in South Africa and interventions for 2011-2012. Committee concerns, as listed, professional driver's permits, standardization of tourist guides, cross-border tour guides, illegal guiding and the limitation of the law, the lessons from other countries. Those were the topics and then the details and the responses starting from page 4, page 5, page 4 and 5. page 4, page 5. Then there was this EPWP program. Ms. Matlakala briefed the committee on EPWP background, key funding conditions and requirements, challenges facing the department, intervention from the department. Page 6, adopt. No. Don't worry. We hope it is finished. I'm sure it's not something worse. Then the committee was provided with a breakdown, that is EPWP, the number of projects, committee concerns, private sector involvement in EPWP program, projects cost-benefit analysis, grants and loans, Madiwe Game Reserve project, recent project success stories, and those in presentation were more than 10 years old, lack of participation of women in tourist guiding. Then the department responded in page 7 about the challenges, particularly of controls, and then the ownership, and the chief of the community, and then the issue also of funding of these projects by the DG. Page 7. Then there were issues on page 8, 731. And then the issue of EPWP, where the issue of lobbying of politicians, even for projects that were not going to be useful for purposes, funds were paid. The issue of the department projects of the Department of DEAT, where they quantified some projects. Department 734, Monuments, Arts and Culture. Then 735, first quarter of the financial year, with its target, which was 4-5, but only 1,000 yielded. And then that, I do not know whether that one was is captured as we discussed it on 37.35. Then that is page 8. Don't you think we can improve on 735? For the first quarter of the current financial year, there was a target of 4,532 jobs, that is 4,532 jobs for the financial year. There was, however, 1,017 released jobs. I don't remember the context now of this of that sentence. Jerry, do you on the total head count, yeah, for the people. So if perhaps you can just clarify or give context to that.
Chair, I think you will recall that there was a debate between the committee and the department on those figures. What then the department said, they said they will go back and then provide assistance with clarity on those. Because you will recall that there were a couple of also issues that Mr. Krumhoff was not really, really happy about when in their responses. So not yet come back, Chair. Except what they have provided us with, what we have requested is the list of all projects that they have as the department, projects of the tourism that they have currently.
So how can it be clear now when it was not clear in the first place? So the wording now, I mean, a person that was not here in the meeting, even for us who were here in the meeting, it's a bit challenging to understand.
What the department was saying was in terms of the what they have targeted, they wanted to create 4,500 jobs. Now they were saying in terms of the current financial year, the jobs that they have created to date are 1,017 jobs. For the first quarter, Chatterjee.
Okay. And then the projected headcount will be
4,464.
Okay, how about saying that there was, however, 1,017 job released by quarter one, full stop, and then continue, because these are projected now. The total headcount for people employed in projects was then 4,462. So that, because now, I think what caused the confusion was that this 1,017 was for the whole year as well. So if it was now that there was, however, 1,017 jobs either created in quarter one, for in the first quarter, full stop. 735, page 8. So no, I do understand now. Right. Then closure. We add it for the first quarter. There were 1,017 jobs created in the first quarter. In the first quarter. Yeah. Hello, Pungi.
Chair, we've got to be very careful about these definitions. I mean, it uses the word "release jobs" there. I'm not sure that was the word that was used. Sorry. That's correct. I was going to say full-time equivalent jobs. And that was calculated, I think, dividing by 212, something like that, which, because that's the number of days a person would work a year. I don't really exactly. It was 212 or 207. What is it? 224. Okay, somewhere in the low 200s. But it definitely was full-time equivalent jobs, because that's the thing which relates to the headcount, where you might just work for a week, to how many actual jobs which people would work for the entire year. So it was, I think one has to be cognizant of the differences. So I would prefer to use a full-time equivalent job description, which was very carefully explained by the DG. Was he doing that presentation? No, he wasn't. But the presenter. very tricky, and that's why I was able to work out what it cost per job, 99,115 rand per job, because he then explained to us that the budget, he had reduced the budget by 40%, and that the remainder was just over 100 million rand. So can we maybe just change it to a full-time equivalent job?
Because I think in my notes I just have it simply like this, maybe just to make myself understand. But for the first quarter, 1,017 full-time jobs were created, and there were 4,500 and whatever individuals involved in those jobs. That's how I understood it. So many jobs, but so many people involved in those jobs. I don't think for our minutes we need to go into the details of the formula. The formula was explained to us, but I think we just want to put it in a language that anyone who reads our minutes in the future can understand. But I was just going to correct that sentence and say, why don't you just say the target for the year was, you put the target, but so many jobs were created, but the actual number of jobs created was, and then talk about the number of people involved. I think we just need to reformulate that sentence again.
The minutes with amendments, with the ESS, adopted with amendments. That is the first set of minutes. Then the second set of minutes is the 16th. Page 1 adopted as is. Page 2. Is there a branch, an alternate member, not a full time? Okay. I don't know. I think let us confirm that according to our register.
No, she is full-time, sir. I think it was my mistake, because according to the register,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, no, thanks. Then, those were the people present there, opening and welcome. Briefing by this, by SAA. economics. Is it the Oxford Economics Center or something? What was that? That 2.3. It was an institution rather than the Oxford Economics. What was the correct name of the institution? Does anybody have the correct name of the institution? Oxford Economics Institute, yeah. Institute. Then page 2. This office of the minister, is Durant spelled without a T or does it have a T? Or office of the minister? Durant. That is the about 5 lines from the top. Does it have a T or not? It's without a T. Huh? It's a D. Okay. Then, 3, the number of jobs created, passenger, growth, challenges, fuel costs, transit, visa complexities, the issue of baggage theft was a little more dramatic than we have here. Then baggage, airport charges, capacity. The issue, South Africa was promoting other hubs as the hubs of choice over South African hubs. That was the concern. Then 213, the liberalization of markets, whether we had liberalized our markets too much. That was the concern from the airlines. Then I know Mom's got
coming to baggage theft. It is, I think next time we need to put the emphasis to the department that let alone baggage theft, the delay, you will wait there until you suspect that your luggage has been stolen. Honestly, I don't know what really happened. People wait there. I realized that on Monday, yesterday, the early routine procedure. I think something has to be done.
Okay. Let us separate what emerged from the meeting and your experience. I think the experience of the honourable member would perhaps best be accommodated around a statement in the House. If you can make a statement to in that regard. But here on the minutes, I think it is fair. It was just a degree of language. Yeah, that's what happened in the meeting. But the degree of language, it's only that I do not remember, but it was a sharper language that was used. So adopt page 3, page 4, route development, lack of cohesion at formal and practical level. That was SAA and SA Tourism. They felt that there should be more cohesion and more interaction between the two. SAE Regional General Manager for Europe was working closely with Head of South Africa Tourism in Europe for the benefit of the country. That that one, I think we need to put context as well in that one. It's 216. The South African Airways original general manager for Europe was working closely with the head of South African tourism in Europe for the benefit of the country. Do you feel that? Was that added or was it an organizational structure? What was the context? Do you feel it's complete? 216. I think there are some words we need to have there, but they've got to reflect what happened in the meeting. Link. Okay, but if you get what I mean, or do you fully understand that sentence? Ma? 216. The South African Airways regional general manager for Europe was working closely with the head of South African tourism in Europe for the benefit of the country. Wasn't it supposed to be part of 215? And then if it is part of 215, it's more understandable. Hello.
I think, Chair, it was an issue of the cooperation that was between South African tourism and the regional managers with South African Air Link. They were saying that in the different regions where South African Air Link was, they were working in with people who were deployed from South African tourism to market the country. So they were sort of like coordinating their efforts together.
Okay, wouldn't it assist to combine 215 and 216? Because that is where we talk about cooperation. There was a joint working group between the SAA and SA Tourism. The idea was to develop a 3-year strategy and an annual working plan for all markets. They would be planning an implementation monitoring at a corporate and field levels. And then further to this, the South African Airways Regional General Manager for Europe was working closely together with the head of South African tourism in Europe for the benefit of the country. But one paragraph. Yes, ma'am.
No, I was going to say, yes, it does look like this is an outcome of the association that they accepted in 215.
Okay. So let us combine 215 and 216 and delete 216, the number. Then committee consents. The committee raised the following concerns. British Airways, migration to British Airways by members of parliament, the issue of baggage theft at O.R. Tambo. Wasn't that word out of control? Is it exactly the word they used? I think, yeah, that is the sharper word I was talking about in as far as baggage theft is concerned. It was a serious state of affairs. Regarding the concern on 3-3, other countries were using South Africa to promote their own hubs, and that South Africa's airlines were suffering because the airways were liberalized. Why could South African airlines not compete with other long-haul airlines, given the fact that the big spenders came from long destinations? This is always a debate whether the people from long destinations spend more than Africa, Angolans and so forth. So let us look at this particular meeting, what was said. Then if South Africa could not compete to bring its in people cheaply, how was tourism going to boost it? That was the concern. If other airlines were bringing in tourists more cheaply, then let it be. That one needs a bit of doctoring. If bottom line was to get tourists on the shores of South Africa, why could FAA not compete when overseas airlines be cheaper than FAA? Yes, Mama.
Not sure, Chairperson, that is often time.
That's correct, Chair. I actually made that statement, so I remember it quite well. I didn't say it often times. I referred to a particular incident. I think it was a Super 14 rugby team. Maybe we should just say in foreign, something along the lines, there had been a occasion, I think it was two in total, but there had been occasions where foreign sports teams arriving in the country had their entire kit stolen. So I don't think that's the oftentimes. I certainly didn't say that. And the minutes must reflect what was said, not what we think they should say.
At Kimberley and Maseru, then the question around the number of jobs which were there, they said that it was 58,000 jobs that they created, and then the period during which those jobs were created, and then focusing on promoting domestic tourism, and question that they were too expensive, then people would not use it. I think, yes, sir, Mampa.
3.6, over what period of times were the 58,000 created? The figure should to be quantified. There is the, it needs reconstruction.
Then 3.7, the committee felt that FAA should focus on promoting domestic tourism, but the issue was around expensive flights. Then 5, so we shall take page 4, the concerns, up to 3.1.2. The bad treatment of customers, relationship between FAA, FA Link and AXA, the issue of transit bus from aeroplane to the terminal bus in a bad state. There was mention of a peak, whatever. in that meeting, if you remember. Now let me get yourself done. It was very strong. And then South Africa had been incident-free in aviation for a long time. That is the commercial airlines in South Africa. They say SAA's commercial airlines are safe, and the key to package theft was control. The problem did not per se lie with SAA, but rather AXA. AXA had a problem with its management. The issue of foreign airlines and promoting their hubs needed greater management. So these were issues that were raised. Hello, Mama John. Okay.
I'm just wondering, chairperson, on 3.8. If really this is what we're trying to say in the comment. 3.8 staff, the training is inadequate. Then the reason, because FAA staff treated passengers badly. If you really put it so bluntly, it simply means that every time, every SAA staff are treating passengers badly. It also counts for 3.10. We're talking about a transit bus. I don't know whether it's all transit buses. From the plane to the terminal, they are in a bad state. I mean, is this really so? So, I'm just wondering if we can modify our language, express our feelings, but modify the language.
Yes, I agree. But I think it was around the issue of soft skills. That is 3.8. It was around soft skills, hospitality, and the need for training for better service in SAE. Mr. Kumbok, then Mam Zigara.
Yeah, Chair, I think we must be clear about what minutes are supposed to be. Manjovi might well be right. Honorable Manjovi might well be right in the sense that that may not be the reality, and perhaps the way it was stated was too harsh. I mean, I don't know. I haven't looked at the buses recently. I've never sort of thought of it in that way, but I don't think with respect that that's the point. I think a committee minute must reflect what happened in that committee, not what the reality is out there, because it might be, let me take myself for example, I might make a mistake and I might say something which is actually not factually true, or it might be a distortion based on my own misconception or mistake. We can't then come and correct the minutes to make me look good, because then it's not a true reflection of what happened in the meeting. So I just think there are times when, as much as we might after the fact like to say, well, perhaps we were a little too harsh or perhaps we overstated the case, that's not the function of the committee secretary to actually doctor the minute to look like the reality rather than the reality of the meeting. It must actually reflect the reality of the meeting. And can I just say, other than a few grammatical things that we've fixed up and one or two sentence constructions that were a bit clumsy, I mean, I understand that the person who did this minutes might not be their second language, and we're all growing as a nation. It's quite fine. But overall, I actually think these minutes are quite good. I don't know if Jerry did them or somebody else, but they're detailed. They convey the sentiments fairly accurately. And I must say, it's a pleasure to read minutes where you recall the meeting as it happened. And I'd much rather have minutes like that which go to the truth of what happened and are very detailed. The minutes are very sparse, and you can't actually remember their true reflection because so much is left out. I've seen very bad minutes in my time, but these minutes actually are quite good, and I don't know, as I say, who drew them up, but I personally would like to congratulate them.
Thank you very much for that, Honorable Kumbok. But the issue is around what was agreed in the meeting. Mampa Mukwanya. Honorable Pamukwanya, then Maruleg.
Thank you, Mam Zigalana, for giving me that opportunity. Chairperson, I didn't say there was no dedicated SAA staff. It is just that the service is floppy. It is the service is poor.
also there is staff, but staff is not up to standard. They don't seem to know exactly what is what is expected of them. Also, the bus really should be modified, if anything. It is not in a bad state in the sense of being in disrepair. It is the design of the bus is not user friendly. That's what I was trying to say. It's not in bad shape or bad state because of disrepair, but it is the design of the bus. It is not user friendly.
How did this big thing come about? If you were saying that.
Chairperson, it's a design. It's a design. That thing is designed like a bus that carries, like these lorries, covered lorries that carry carcasses. I know because I've been into one. Yes.
These buses for the disabled.
Yes.
Okay. Now I understand.
You must be disabled to know.
Yes, okay. I'm on 3.8. I don't.
Well, we have agreed that minutes should not be changed, isn't it? But I'm just saying.
No, what we agreed was that we've got to say what happened, actually happened in the
okay.
meeting, and not what we feel.
Okay. Even if it's wrong.
If what was said was wrong and you did not correct it in the meeting, we've got to record it wrong as it was. that's the etiquette of meeting.
But for the good of this community, it is not true that 3.8, because as some of us, we are using the South African Airways. I mean, the current crew is good. It's just, it might happen, which is, oh, yeah. But as, yes, sometimes. But as a whole, Jefferson, they're just like this, those girls and boys. Yes. That's a moment finish.
In some instances, passengers experienced bad treatment, but generally, service was good. Was that what was conveyed in the meeting?
No, it wasn't the
last one. Mama Luleka, then Mama Jo.
Yeah, without belaboring the point, Chairperson, I think that the explanation that is given by the Honourable Member Bam Mokwanya about the design of the bus is different from saying that the bus is bad. But if you are talking about the design, then I'm satisfied because that is now a challenge to whoever is responsible. For providing us with good buses, to look into these buses, whether they are going to be designed. I think that's something different. And I think I would accept that. That's all that's in my life.
Thank you, Chair. If it was a tape, we will not change it like this. We will hear what we have said. Because what I'm thinking here is what we said last week. And then if we read the sentence, we then come with a mind of changing and put it nice. But last time, Mom Bam was so angry. So today she's not angry. She's trying to put the sentence clear. Yeah, so what I wanted to say, this is what we said last week. But today, because we are not angry, we want to put it nice.
I refuse, Chairperson. What I said, I'm the one who raised this point. What I said was that bus is so hopelessly designed
that it is not user friendly. It's not that the it is in disrepair or anything, but the design of the bus is unacceptable. It's like something that conveys carcasses. Yeah, I still say so. I was not angry even then. I was just stating a fact and emphasizing for, you know, clarity so that it sinks. You think of my, you know, the tone of my voice, and you remember that next time you don't give that to people. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, fortunately we have a tape. Let us play it. Yes, sir.
If we cannot modify number 8, number 8 came out, Mam Palace. It is here on this piece of paper, as it is, saying that persons with disability are not taken care of. A person, they will not take care of that person. Person in that place without helpless. You know, so that was. I'm sure that is happening to persons with disabilities. But this point 2.8, 3.8 is just like that. But pertaining to persons with disabilities, I think so.
Chairperson, yes, I agree. Persons with disability are treated badly.
It is true. I have sat there. Even yesterday I was there.
Presumably you'd like to finish this committee meeting before the flight leaves at 5:30 on Thursday afternoon. So, I mean, there's been a long discussion. I think we've agreed the principle that the minutes must reflect what was said, not what we'd like the situation to be. But if we can't agree on this, and I mean the honourable members are disagreeing about what was said and what wasn't said, can we not just approve them subject to those two particular points being clarified? And we can let Jerry listen to the tape, or you could listen to the tape as a chairperson, and then in the next committee meeting just clarify those particular points. Because we can't go backwards and forwards about arguing about what was said. We will never get finished. So let's just move on, flag those two as being subject to verification, listen to the tape, and then clear it up at the next meeting. I don't know if there's any. I mean, do we have to approve these minutes today? Surely we can wait one more week. It's not even the most outstanding set of minutes. There's others that are far more outstanding.
Okay, agreed. That is paragraph 3.10. 3.8. 3.10. 3.11. And 3.10, okay. Then there was then a response from the to the committee, and the issue of currency exchange on prices, British Airways. It was a competitive marketing. That is 412, 413, 445. At some stage, we said that long haul tourists spend much more. Then, in 4.5, the point was made that the African tourists did spend more money per night than many other tourists. SA Tourism could confirm these figures. So, but if it was that was said in the meeting, that was. Right, we're adopting 4, up to 4.5. 4.6. Yes.
4.5.
During 2010 FIFA World Cup,
hardly any bags were lost as baggage handlers were more focused and security conscious. Focused on what?
On the job at hand.
The baggage was getting stolen.
Yes. What is your
focused
understanding?
On, I understand that the handler, the baggage handlers, were more focused on security than on the number of bags. They were more conscious. That's why bags got so muddled up and so and so stolen. It's because their concentration was more not on how many bags or who was stealing or pilfering, but on they were concentrating on security. Whatever they had was secure, rather than how many bags went through. If some bags were stolen, that was my understanding. Maybe somebody else has got another thinking.
Okay, what do you want us to change it to?
They were more focused on baggage losses and security. I don't know, I haven't thought of a sentence really, but I feel that was the concentration was more on the security rather than on the quantity, how many beds have passed through. I don't know.
Let's go to those who know. Mr. Kumbo.
Thanks for the endorsement, Chair. Chair, I didn't understand it at all that way. I mean, I actually don't think this manager's right, this particular one. My recollection of the statement that was made was that it was not actually the baggage handlers who were more security conscious. It was the fact that the people who were conducting oversight over them were. And because they watched so carefully, the pilferage rates came down. I mean, that's what I got from this. There was a huge emphasis on security during the World Cup, and everybody in that type of sensitive situation felt sort of big brother watching. So I would amend the minute as follows. This is the third sentence. During the 2010 FIFA World Cup, hardly any bags were lost, as there was a greater focus on security issues. Just leave it like that.
Great Mumpam Mukwanya.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it means the same thing. Yes. Thanks. So adopted page 5, 4.6. Seven. Eight. 10. On 10, the CEO appeared surprised surprised that their efforts were not perceived by passengers. She felt that they had improved drastically according to her perception.
What has improved?
Service, hospitality. Zulu dancing here. What is there a flow up there?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then, but let us leave it like that. The issue of disabled person, she agreed it, they needed more attention. Ticket prices. That one, that one was as discussed as was discussed. These. So 4.6 to 4.12 agreed. Then there was a briefing by SAA Air Link. There we've got to be careful about Polokwane and Transkei, about those beacons and so forth. So there and some destinations that were less safe and so forth, if you remember well. So we can look at grammar, but we've got to see whether we captured that correctly. The FAA was an airline official. Now that was it. And then it had 29 aircraft. Believe that tourism was a big part of tourism, especially in bringing tourism through SAA to stop over and go on to other destinations. 70% of customers were travelers, and the remaining 30% fell into other categories. Flights specific to areas where industrial development was taking place. Many expatriates settled in those countries for work purposes and traveled back into SA over weekends. This one, 5.5. These areas were areas like people coming from Zambia, copper mines, and so forth. So I don't know whether it is adequate. Can cover those expatriates who want their children to attend school in South Africa. If you can be mindful of that. Then on the issue, one such country was Angola, and then Upington, Aircraft and Dealing, the 5.7, 8, 9, 5.10. 5.11, 12, 13, 14. I think on 14 it's a point we've got to note. But above all, I think we've got, as a committee and as committee members, to try and do something about in our oversight, either as a form of looking at it, because there was this complaint that our airports are expensive, and then over that high cost, we added another high increase administrative cost. 5.16 1.7 1.8 1.9 Kukuza Airport. Any questions? No questions. So, paragraph 5 adopted from 1 to 19. But I think in our BRRRR report, is that the correct place or the annual report, we've got to notes the issue of charges at the airport that are high because they affect tourism. And they suggest that they be lowered as a committee. I don't know whether we agree. When we rewrite, it should be either. No, annual report will report what happened. PRR will suggest. Then we make that suggestion. So, then six issues raised with SA Link. Yes, sir. Issues raised by the committee. Okay. Because already the heading is SA Link. Okay, no. Issues raised by the committee. Or with SAA. It's either we have with SAA or not. All right. No, thank you for this. 6.1, 6.2. It was like Ulembo and the Maseru Airport. Oh, Ulembo. Oh, with the U. Oh, the spelling instead of an O. Pulimbu is what? The spider web?
No.
Okay.
The spider
Zara. then 6.3, it needs some checking up. And it's inadequate. But what did you want to say? SA Link and Black Economic Empowerment.
I was asking if SA Link had BEE partners. That's what I was asking.
What you were asking?
I was asking if SAA Link in had the partners from the disadvantaged partners.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was asking. I thought you were questioning that.
Yeah, in fact, I was asking what exactly we do, what should it read like? Yeah.
I suppose Chairperson is right the way it is, unless you want to expatiate.
Okay, SAA Link and Black Economic Empowerment Partners.
But
that was an issue raised. No. I do get the point.
I did.
Okay. 6.4, the presentation. It would seem that from the presentation, it would seem that SAA Link had flights to industrial areas. And then 6.5. Number of flights to airports like Umtata, right? issues that were raised. Planning, the person who is planning here in Parliament is a poor planner. And if you are a poor planner, you are a poor manager. Definitely. You can't plan one activity or demanding one aspect and then totally oppose it. But no. Let us then the issue, take these as issues raised, and then have responses. Yes, sir.
Can I request that we like again sentence to can I request that instead of saying when people, we say passengers.
Passengers.
Yes, passengers. When passengers flew from OR Tambo International to Mthatha, the passengers were often diverted to Islam.
Okay. People who are attended by a doctor are called patients, people in a flight are called passengers, and the same people in when they buy checkers, they are customers. Okay, thanks very much for the SAA links responses. Right, the CEO responded to the issues as follows: diversions from Maritzburg to Durban. Then the GNSS was this thing. Then 2, 3. Ulembu, there are two tools, 7.2s. It's an old fashioned computer, others are just automatic. Ulembu, then in the northwest, I do not know whether we cannot make 7.4 fuller, but I leave it to the committee. The airport is Kukuza. With regard to BEE, London, 7.9. Okay. You see, if you first learned Afrikaans, then it becomes, and then you learned English. Was and where are interchangeable.
Not with English.
No, well, the way English is spoken by people who first learned Afrikaans normally is they do not differentiate a lot between the way and was. The route from Johannesburg to Mthatha was a thin route. many people took flights, those flights. Is it the correct expression, thin route? I don't know. 7.9. I don't know, I mean. The route from Johannesburg to Mthatha was a thin route. That is 7.9. As not many people took those flights, the GNSS could work well in Mthatha as it did in Pietermaritzburg. Mthatha also needed passenger movement, but I was just checking on the word thin. I'm not sure.
Quiet.
Okay. Was a quiet route. Okay. A relatively quiet route, or quiet route, just absolute. So let us then go to. Then we adopt 7. But we're still on 7. There were issues of the Pulukwane having a 90% diversion, and then this airspace, competing airspace with the airport. Something concerned diversions from Pulukwane, if you get my point. Because the airspace was controlled by the Air Force around the airport.
I don't think they spoke about a particular lending instrument, which was between the airport and the South African Defence Force.
Yeah.
So it was not sure whether it was the it was not clear whether it was the Defence Force itself that had control of that, but there was a grey line on who is in charge of that particular instrument, the lending instrument.
Okay. As that lending instrument was not working well. Okay. Because I think he was saying that especially in the mornings there are about 90% diversions in Pulukwane.
That it was working, but they were not using it. Because they couldn't use it because there was this power struggle between
them and the Air Force. And then, okay, thank you for good. Okay, no, that's fine, thank you. Then resolutions. Supplementary, the SAE will provide a supplementary presentation on matters related to Kuza Airport. The tourism budget being used to subsidize competition airline policy on weather diversions for flights operating between Mthatha and Johannesburg and new route from Cape Town to Mthatha. And then SAA needed to focus more on control issues and supervision at carousels. 8.3, SAA to provide a breakdown of the 58,000 jobs that were created and of over what period of time were the jobs created. 8.4, let's correct that as 8.4. The committee would look into the reasons why SAA, South Africa's airports, were so expensive compared to others. The Portfolio Committee on Transport and Public Enterprises would be consulted. Excuse me. That was the, those were the resolutions. And then SAA League has subsequently circulated this document. Have you all received it?
Yes.
Okay, it's that, it is that supplementary document. And, yeah, but do we adopt 8.1 to 8.4?
Yes,
adopted.
The picture, Mama Zigalala, is already here.
I think the only the outstanding issue, Chair, the CEO of the SAA, they have not yet come back to the committee. I remember when she was here, she addressed the committee and then they left. Apparently, they had an engagement out of the country. Last time when I talked about it, they were not yet back, so that we can get the explanation, a thorough explanation around that 58,000 jobs.
Okay. Let's break down. Okay. No, I suggest that we stop here and then at the next meeting we deal with the meetings of the 21st June, 14th June and the 12th of April. Is that in order? The minutes of the 21st June, the minutes of the 14th June and the minutes of the 12th June. But coming back to these minutes of the 16th of August, someone should propose adoption and then adopt with the amendments that were proposed. You remember that there are some areas we've got to refer to. Mover. Okay. So I think that was that is it, and thank you very much for your attention. And coming back to the NTSS, it was just mainly presentation. The program was only 2 months old, but we now know what the department is planning. And the second thing, has the department gone into the new building? They were supposed to change address and go into a new building on tourism. I do not know whether that has happened, because that prevented them from employing the optimum number of people under tourism. You remember? So I think we've got to know and then take it from there. But otherwise, thank you very much for your attention and for your contribution.